Hello, my name is Rob Anderson, and I'm doing a podcast called Masturbator. It's about fishing. I'm currently residing in South Florida, which bass fishing down here is just absolutely amazing. So first I want to get started off with, depending on what kind, if you're a beginner, I would probably go to a Walmart or just your local tackle store and get a spinner rod and reel. It doesn't have to be anything fancy, just whatever you can afford. And, excuse me. And, while you're there, go and get a pack of probably pumpkin chartreuse worms from Zoom. Zoom worms tend to usually work pretty well in South Florida near the West Palm area, which is where I reside. If it's like somewhere around May, June, July, get some pumpkin chartreuse or pumpkin seed, lizards, because it is around, mating season. Right now I have with me in my hand is my Johnny Morris Titanium 8 reel with, I believe, eight bearings. This was about $150 at Bass Pro Shop. for those of you that are experienced anglers, this is a really great reel. The price, they have payment plans for it. I was able to get on that, which is pretty sweet. So I would probably go along, if you're an experienced angler, saltwater or something like that, then you've never really tried your hand at freshwater fishing, then this would probably be the route to go. Rarely bird nests. The spool is actually extremely smaller than the competitor spools. And reeling it in is so smooth. while you're out there, whether you're on a boat or on the bank, you got your lure there. You're gonna want to Texas rig it. Your line should be a polymer knot. Unfortunately, those I cannot really explain. You probably just gonna have to YouTube them. They're actually fairly easy to do. For the Texas rig, I probably could explain that. You hook the hook through, you put the hook through the head of the worm or lizard or whatever, push it down probably about half an inch, and then pop it back out of the worm's chest, turn around, and stick it back in the midsection of the worm or lizard. Polymer knot, unfortunately, I cannot explain to you. That's something you guys are probably just going to have to Google. just find, usually canals are pretty good. Make sure you have a quarter weight. Quarter inch, or not quarter inch, a quarter ounce bullet weight, that usually works wonders for me. And just go out to like a canal or a lake or something like that. Something, obviously, that's freshwater. Make sure there's no construction going on. There isn't a lot of high traffic there. Usually if there's high traffic or construction, there tends to be litter in the water, and it just kind of kills the fishing. Obviously, casting a spinner, you just flip over the bail and boom, you can overhead or side cast. I usually prefer to cast a side cast. Cast out your worm or lure, whatever you choose to use, and wait probably about 10 seconds for it to hit the bottom of the canal or the bottom of the lake. Depending on how deep it is, usually it's easy to tell if it's deep or not, if you're a true Floridian. once it's there, just slowly, as slow as you can, just reel it in, just as, like, slow motion, like Matrix slow, and then, bump your rod, lift up, or jerk up on your rod 3 times really fast, and then let the worm hit back down, or lizard, whatever you prefer using the lure, we'll go with that, and, let the lure hit back down, and then reel it in slowly, rinse and repeat, and that's pretty simple. It's how I was taught, and I've caught many fish. I've caught some monstrous bass. Especially if you're in the West Palm area, over there near Wellington, Florida. Those canals over there are just so amazing. These techniques don't just work for Florida. You can use them in Georgia, Texas, Tennessee, anywhere they really have largemouth bass. I think that really concludes today's session, so thank you for taking the time to listen to Masturbator's first podcast. Thank you.